You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
A little Saturday check down episode of Purple Daily here. Just saying hi. Just popping in on a Saturday. Say hello.
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 How's
the going? The theme here is going to be about, you know, we're so obviously... The Vikings are likely to draft a quarterback, trade up, whatever. But just for the sake of preparing for all options, let's talk about maybe some some scenarios that we should plan for that don't involve the standard idea of trading up for a quarterback. And I want to start with an anecdote from a radio show that we can bring to the table. But a shout out to our friends who are actually stepping up to the plate for the draft party here in a couple weeks to bring us a hot take desk on stage. Northern Fire Grilling and Barbecue Supply, Judd.
And you are right. They are stepping up to the plate because you know what they put on your plate? They put on your plate the possibility of the best barbecue in town, certainly the best barbecue playground in town, as you check it out right there. Northern Fire Grilling and Barbecue Supply offering 70 different, that's right, 70 different gas grills, over 150 dry rubs, also a sauce selection. In fact, they call that their flavor wall, and that is just a start. They're also the only Twin Eagle dealer in town carrying luxury outdoor grill equipment. I saw it. It is absolutely gorgeous. If you are a barbecue aficionado, you will love it. Also, unique cuts of meat and seafood. There is nothing that they don't have. If you are a barbecuing person and it is that time of year, check out their website, northernfirebbq.com, northernfirebbq.com, or the store that you just saw. Go look at those flavor walls. Go look at the dry rub possibilities.
Yes.
Go check it all out. It's just north of Highway 62 on Shady Oak Road, north of Highway 62 on Shady Oak Road, or again, northernfirebbq.com.
Okay, this is from an aggregator. I did not hear this segment with my own two ears. So we're trusting Vikings aggregation Twitter here, but that's okay. I think it's fair game here. Paul Allen, the radio voice of the Minnesota Vikings, also a host for those of you that aren't familiar on KFXN radio in the Twin Cities. And this is a tweet from Vikings Daily, not to be confused with Purple Daily, it's Vikings Daily. Today, Paul Allen, during his Vikes Bite segment on KFXN, opened the door for the first time that Justin Jefferson could be in play to be traded. The scenario that could justify the trade is if Justin Jefferson has been offered a league-leading contract and it was not enough. That coupled with the uncertainty of who will be the Vikings quarterback. I think he was just pontificating here, just, you know. If the Vikings are saying, hey, man, we want to make you the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. And he says, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know if I trust who's throwing. I don't know if I want to start over with a rookie. I think personally he'd be excited to play with some of these rookies, like the LSU connection with Jaden Daniels. I mean, I think J.J. McCarthy would get him fired up. So, but yep. What do you make of this? What do you make of, you know, I think it's PA tends to sort of not stoke the flames of reckless speculation, right?
Correct.
Does this mean anything to you?
It does, because he also walked it back a bit, which like he knows a lot of stuff. He hangs out at TCO like I hang out at my house. So like you hear
so pretty much all day every day.
Yeah, he's got a bedroom there. But anyway, I wouldn't dismiss it, so I found it to be very interesting. I guess the one thing that I don't know is So if this isn't going to get done, and it very well, like if I was to have to place a bet, I still bet you Justin Jefferson signs after the draft at some point.
He's going to wait till after the draft.
Fairly soon.
Right?
Yeah,
you
sure.
You want to see what happens. Yeah.
But I don't know that it's the quarterback, but I will say this, you know, and again, we don't know. We all know that Justin Jefferson is a huge part of this team's offense and that he is a fantastic player. That being said, as you talked about, Phil, on our Feedback Friday on PD, there's also, at least it has to be considered, how much are you going to pay a wide receiver? Like, I think this has far more to do with the finances than some, oh, if Kirk Cousins is gone, I'm gone too. That, yeah. That to me feels like that doesn't feel real. No, if you said Sam Darnold's our guy, Justin, he might say no. But I feel like this comes down to finances. If I was to do a pie chart of probability, I still think it's very, very high that Justin Jefferson signs a contract extension with the Vikings and this gets done. But if I had to assign another chunk to, no, he gets traded, I can't completely dismiss it because I don't know one thing about what this administration for the Vikings thinks about paying a huge portion of their cap to a position at which there is a lot of talent. So what I'm saying is I'm not dismissing that Paul has heard some rumblings that at least led him to recklessly speculate / with some knowledge about Justin Jefferson's future.
I think Vikings fans' fear here is because like they saw Kirk walk away and everyone is obsessed with the draft because that's obviously coming up in the priority list. I think some fans are thinking, well, what about JJ? Like what are we going to do? Are they going to extend him? When are they going to extend him? They're not going to have to trade them. Like I think fans are starting to realize like, oh, the pecking order and order of operations this offseason has been Kirk's left, free agency first wave happened, now the draft. What are you going to do about Justin Jefferson? And it feels like once the draft is over, once OTAs maybe start to ramp up a little bit, that Justin Jefferson shoots up, obviously, in the priority list of, hey, let's get this taken care of. It almost got taken care of right before the season started last year. But I would just kind of tell Vikings fans, at least right now, which is tough to do, just take a little breath, relax a little bit, because after the draft is over with, they're going to move their attention probably to priority number one of let's get Justin Jefferson locked up.
Yeah, I would like, here's where I'm at with this. I do think it's interesting that Paul is pontificating on this. I don't know that there's like a ton of locomotive steam behind it. I think he's just sort of pontificating. He's got a radio show. But it would be foolish to trade Justin Jefferson now, the more that I think about it, because he would be such a huge part of expediting the development process of whoever you draft at quarterback. How do you get that quarterback to play as well as possible, as quickly as possible, so you can maximize the rookie scale contract, right? Jefferson also is nowhere near the age cliff that a lot of players are when you're talking about these contracts. Like with Danielle Hunter, you're literally talking about a 29, 30-year-old guy. Are we going to pay him all this money and he's going to fall off the cliff? Jefferson is probably 4 or 5 years away from that even being a discussion because he's not even 25 years old yet. So, and another thing, I mentioned this earlier, but he would be stupid to sign before the draft at this point, right? Like, just wait a couple more weeks, see what the plan is, make sure that you've got a quarterback in here that you know who it's going to be, and now
and
you can make a decision.
Now too. Like, this would not be a time to, like, sit down again.
Yeah. Yeah, they're literally traveling across the country meeting with quarterbacks. So what I would love to see happen here is you make the Jefferson deal happen, even if you have to overpay a little bit. You've got the cushion. You're no longer underneath this Kirk Cousins contract. Harrison Smith's going to come off the books after this year, most likely, right? Like, you don't have a ton of albatross contracts. You can afford Justin Jefferson, even if it's an overpay. And then if that contract becomes a problem in like 2 years, well, hopefully by that point, you're going into maybe year three, year four of Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels. And much like Patrick Mahomes after 2, 3, 4 years, if this all plays out as well as it can, that quarterback is able to stand on their own and produce at a high level without Justin Jefferson. That now Jordan Addison becomes your number one wide receiver. You can draft a receiver. You could trade him for 2 or 3 first-round picks in 2 or 3 years from now. much like the Chiefs did with Tyreek Hill, by the way. And they got a boatload of draft picks. So I don't know. I think he's staying. I think he just wants to see what happens in a couple of weeks. And I think it's the right decision to sign him to a ridiculous contract.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
I'd like permission to explore a completely reckless path here, which goes outside of what I believe will take place. Reckless, but this show, because it's every day, must challenge itself.
Sure.
Like we can't sit back on our, I believe this, and so it's not. All possibilities have to be explored. So hear me out on this, okay? Because this came to me as you were talking, and it's certainly not something that I think would happen, but I don't think it's beyond belief that the Vikings would at least discuss it. Justin Jefferson, to your point, will never be more valuable than now. He's going into his second contract, and no matter how much you pay a guy, that's the contract. Like, this is the sweet spot. Like, he will never be at this sweetest spot again. He's established. He's not signed yet, but the second contract is coming. Do you guys think there's any chance that the Vikings are planning to trade up, and what they're actually going to do is dangle Jefferson, trade up? But if they dangle Jefferson and trade him, I don't think they're trading both first round picks. I think they might take 11 and Jefferson to get their quarterback. And even that's a lot, or 23 and Jefferson. Mm-hmm. But hear me out on this. They know that this receiver class is beyond deep, and there's a lot of good ones. They know that in the first round last year, they took a guy who looks like he might be pretty damn good himself. Do you think that Jefferson, if they've decided, you know what, the price of Polker's too much, like he's getting paid, we just can't assign the number that he wants to his position, despite the fact that we think he's a top player. Do you think there's any chance that that's the potential draft night trade, or let's just say the trade that's been almost agreed to at this point, but comes to fruition? So now you're trading, let's say you're trading 23 in Jefferson, you get your quarterback, and you keep 11 and draft a receiver there.
I just have a hard time believing that. Let's look at the wide receiver needy teams, and people are saying New England is a wide receiver needy team. They are, but they also have a bunch of other things that are more important too. What's the point of drafting Marvin Harrison Jr. third overall if you don't have a quarterback? I mean, Jacoby Brissett, right, is going to be their starting quarterback, and that's just a one-year stopgap.
Cardinals? Now, I would argue against myself there and say, do the Cardinals want to draft a guy that they can control his salary for 5 years, right, or have to pay a guy, which that's I do think. But I'm just throwing this out as it came to me. It's very reckless, but at least it's intriguing.
But there's three wide receivers that are projected to go in the top 10 picks, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabrake. There's Roma Dunze. Those three guys are projected to be number one wide receivers out of the gate, like first or second year. Maybe they're not quite as good as Justin Jefferson, but those guys are like ready-made number one wide receivers. If you can get one of those guys on a rookie scale deal for 5 years, why would you pay Justin Jefferson $30 or $35 million? That's why I almost feel like you'd be undervaluing. I put the Jefferson trade stuff in a separate conversation from the trade up in this year's draft conversation. I almost feel like it would be for additional picks beyond, because it would be a team that's probably later on. It'd be like, I don't know, like the Jaguars, for instance. Like, they lack weapons. What's their draft pick situation here? Let's see here. Bear with me here. So tankathon.com.
It's a Saturday. We got plenty of time.
The Jaguars have the 17th overall pick in this year's draft. That's a team. Can you imagine? That was a team that was 8-3 before the high ankle sprain last year. They were like fighting for the one seed in the AFC, and then Trevor Lawrence goes down with a high ankle sprain. If Jacksonville came to you and said, okay, you guys have reached an impasse with Justin Jefferson, you guys can keep your 11, your 23, do whatever you want with those. We'll give you the 17 and blank, blank, blank.
Interesting.
Do you entertain something like that?
No.
Do I think the Vikings might? Yes.
The 17 and the 48. And we'll take Jefferson off your hands.
I personally would not, but again, so you're sort of alluding to the same question I am, though. So there's price points, right? There's a breaking point on how much you would trade to move up to get a quarterback. There's a price point probably on wide receivers. So, like, I agree with Dex. My inclination is, oh, no, absolutely not. But what if they have just simply decided Justin Jefferson wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in this league? We just got done with a guy's contract. Now, granted, I don't compare Justin Jefferson to Cousins. I think Jefferson's far superior at what he does. But we just don't, in our value charts, consider a wide receiver to be worth that much. Then do I think they consider a trade like that? Yes. Like, I guess here's my question. Is something still hanging this up, or is this a formality that it's going to get done and we don't know? The Vikings say, we want as much cap room as possible, not just now, but down the road. And we don't trust that by the end of his second contract, Justin Jefferson is going to be worth this price. I don't know, but it certainly is a conversation.
Yeah. That's why I bring up Jacksonville, because I think it would have to be a team that isn't high enough to go get one of the absolute three stud receivers.
That's a good one, yeah.
But they're ready to win right now. They've got Trevor Lawrence. They're looking to take another step. The AFC is crazy competitive, and they're not in a position where they can kind of just like wait it out for a couple of years like maybe Denver is right now.
Right.
They got to go right now.
And Jacksonville's a good one because that team didn't have a backup. And so they continued to play Trevor, and he was just clearly a shell of himself. I think people think that the Jags still suck. They don't still suck. They didn't have anyone who could come close to replacing their QB. And once he got hurt, that was curtains for him.
Again, my first preference is pair the rookie quarterback with Justin Jefferson for at least a couple years. And then if you need to explore a trade for cap reasons in 2026, go do it. Mm-hmm. But if Jefferson is making it just unworkable because he just wants a crazy amount of money that doesn't make sense, or he doesn't want to play here anymore. Like, we haven't talked about that as a possibility because it's kind of unthinkable that somebody would, that's that historic of a player in franchise history, would just be like, nah, I don't want to be here anymore. But like, what if he doesn't want to be here anymore? What if he wants to go play with a bona fide top 10 or 12 quarterback like he had with Kirk Cousins instead of waiting on a rookie to see if a rookie's good?
Call the Falcons.
If you had, well, wouldn't that be something?
You want to go to Atlanta?
Wouldn't that be something?
Okay.
If you had to trade him, and Atlanta's like, huh, interesting. This wasn't what we envisioned happening, getting Kirk and Justin, but Atlanta says, we'll give you the 8, and we'll give you the 43, and we'll give you a third round pick next year. So you get our first two picks, 8th overall pick, 43. And it, by the way, it's been decided that Jefferson is asking for a trade at this point.
Right.
Would that interest you?
If he's asking for a trade, yes.
Like, or you can play it out and be like, dude, we know you're asking for a trade, but screw you. We're gonna ride out the fifth year, franchise your ass in a year from now and play the long game with you, which you could do.
If I know he wants out, and I guess more importantly, I know that I am not going to pay him. And the Falcons are like, oh, interesting. And like they don't know what I know yet. And so I'm dealing from a position of strength.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to consider that.
So you'd have the 8, the 11, the 23, and the 43. You'd still have Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson. You'd be drafting probably one of these wide receivers with the 8 or the 11, Aroma Dunze or somebody.
And you're back into the second round, right, at 43?
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. If I know he's a goner, yes, that's a good trade package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that. I think I'd change my tune a little bit because also you'd probably use 8, even maybe to get one of those wide receivers too. But I think doing something like in the late teens or with a contending team right now where it's a later first, I think that just skews things into a different direction. I don't want to go down.
Right, yeah. But to be clear, if we're the Vikings in this discussion, our hands being forced.
Yeah, this would
so
be.
So it's not like we're like, let's trade Justin.
Anymore.
yeah, I don't get to work at TCO and just like, hey, let's trade Justin. I've tried very hard to work a deal out, and he's just not signing.
But you do have the option of, even if he tries to force your hand, you do have the option of saying, no, we are going to maintain your rights. We are going to,
yeah,
you're gonna throw a tantrum this offseason, but we have your fifth year rights, and we can franchise you in a year from now. We can franchise you again 2 years from now. Right. You're ours, baby. We're going to make this work.
Yeah, but the package that you just said, starting with the eight, really intrigues me. And again, I can replace him now on a cheap contract.
Again, first preference for me, JJ to JJ, Jaden to JJ, Drake May to JJ.
Well, but next.
I'm in. If KOC is in, I'm in. I know you're out. You'd want to literally
train.
Come on the next
I'm getting
day
off the train. KOC. For whoever asked me a question about I dance around questions, I'm getting off the train.
Hey, a shout out to our friends over at Nicolet Law. By the way, the exclusive personal injury law firm of Purple Daily here. So Nicolet Law, very proud to serve the local Twin Cities community. They're just your normal everyday folks, the ones you see at the gas station, walking the dog, maybe walking through US Bank Stadium like our guy Russell Nicolet is right here on the YouTube channel. The difference is they have law degrees and they can help you when an unexpected accident occurs. Give them a call, 1-855-NICOLAY, or go to nicoletlaw.com. Get Minnesota's local award-winning injury lawyers. Get Nicolet. That turned reckless.
That was good.
And
was
speculative.
Good. Oh, this nothing wrong. Checked out just episode. A lazy Saturday. Few friends batting it around. That's all we're doing.
We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. We'll see you guys.